Full Metal Jackie bringing you 2 full hours of metal each and every week on the show with us this evening. Very honored to say that I've got the one and only Ice-T with us. How are you?
How you doing, Jackie? I'm chilling.
I'm doing great.
Quarantined up right now.
Exactly, exactly, as we all are. we're here to talk about the new Body Count album, Carnivore. And Carnivore features performances by Jamie Josta, Dave Lombardo, Amy Lee, and Riley Gale. What appeals to you most about other artists adding their textures to your music?
Well, I always felt the coolest part of music was jamming. Like, you know, people coming from hip-hop, different MCs, getting on the mic at a club one night, everybody just meshing together, you know, and with rock, getting another guitar player in there or another drummer, it's just the coolest part to me about music as a whole. When we do an album for Body Count, we usually try to do the album first, and then we kind of reach out and say, well, you know, who's cool and who have we met over the year? All the people that we try to put on the records are fans of the band, or we're super fans of them. So we don't just put people on the record because we think they might have a big fan base or whatever. We hold on 1 second. Hey. Coco's doing a photo shoot and I'm doing an interview at the same time. She's over here trying to make the dogs pose. But anyway, yes, we are quarantined. No, but that's really what it is. We usually do the record, then we find out, you know, during the year when we're getting ready to make records, people are like, yo, man, you know, I want to be on your new album, or if anything you guys want, call us. And I met Riley out on tour, and I just dug the hell out of Power Trip, you know what I'm saying? They play big, heavy riffs like us, and, you know, it was just a matter of time. And when it was time to do the album, somebody's like, yo, we got Riley want to do a song and blah blah blah. Next thing you know, we got Point the Finger, and it was just a natural. The way the record comes together is a natural. We're singing about, you know, the police, and this was his idea, this song, this topic, and it killed.
Ice-T with us. We're talking about the new Body Count record that's out now. Here's the title track, Carnivore, on Full Metal Jackie Radio. Full Metal Jackie, Ice-T with us on the show tonight. We're talking about the new Body Count album, Carnivore. And Ice, on paper, Amy Lee from Evanescence collaborating with Ice-T to memorialize Nipsey Hussle sounds curious, to say the least. What makes it work?
Well, it starts off with me wanting to write a song to, you know, commemorate my homeboy. And when he passed, they had a memorial for him that sold out the Staples Center in 2 hours. And my brain was like, that's great, but could Nipsey have sold out the Staples Center in 2 hours alive? You know, once people die, all of a sudden this rage of support comes. But what about when someone's alive? So that's why I wrote the song. Like, you know, don't wait till I'm gone to tell me you love me, you know? And they call it giving people their flowers while they're here. So I do the song, and I think the song is hot. And then Vincent Price was connected somehow through one of the guys that work with our band to Amy. And then Vince calls me and goes, I got Amy on a song. I'm like, how the f*** do you got her on the song? How did that happen? And he goes, don't worry about it. I'm like, I want to hear it. And when I heard it, I was like, dear God, she just took the song to another level. And then she wrote me this really deep email where she said, you know, she had lost somebody too soon, and it was something that was really a real, you know, song to her. So you have two artists singing from their heart about something, and that rarely happens. And that's why I think the song just came off so good. But I've never actually met Amy Lee in person, but I'm a fan of her band, and obviously she's a fan of us, and it just worked out.
Ice-T with us. The new Body Count record, Carnivore, is out now. Quick break. Up next, Josta's weekly pick from the pit with Jamie Josta. We'll have music from Iron Maiden. Ice is going to be picking music. It is all on the way. It's Full Metal Jacket, Ice-T on the show with us. Again, we're talking about the new Body Count album, Carnivore. And Carnivore reconfigures Colors and Six in the Morning as metal tracks. What makes your songs adaptable to different styles and genres?
Well, I think you can turn anything metal. You know, if you really listen to it and go for it. My daughter sings her ABCs like Cannibal Corpse or something. You know, you'll swear to she can belt them out and growl. And
that's amazing.
So I think you could do anything like that. The reason we did Colors and Six in the Morning was because when Body Count performs, there's always somebody in the audience yelling out an Ice-T song. Someone's like, do Colors. Do Six in the Morning. But we never had it in the set list. So we decided this year we would just do the song just so we would have them. And then when we started to figure out what songs would make the album, these songs were favorites of the people we let listen to the album. So they made the cut. So they really were done just so we would have those songs to play live.
Ice-T with us. The new Body Count record, Carnivore, is out now. Coming up this hour, the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week. Music from Pantera, Anthrax, and more with Ice. It's Full Metal Jacket. Ice-T with us. The new Body Count album is called Carnivore. And Ice, there's a cover of Ace of Spades on Carnivore. How did Lemmy affect you, not only as an artist, but also as a person?
Well, I was fortunate I got to meet Lemmy. I worked with him on a song called Born to Raise Hell for a movie called Airhead. And when you meet people like Lemmy, you know you're meeting an original. And I've always modeled myself as being somebody that's original. This is how I am. And there's certain people that are originals to me, like whether you're Alice Cooper or you're James Brown or you're George Clinton or you're Ozzy Osbourne. Certain people are just who they are, and they're going to be that way until they die. So when I met Lemmy, I'm like, okay, he's authentic, and I really dug his energy. Now people are like, well, where's your influence? Listen to Cop Killer. If you listen to the song Cop Killer, that's Motorhead. You know, the open guitars, that feeling like you're on a Harley going down the freeway, you know, 80 miles an hour. That's Motorhead. So what we started doing is giving tributes on the Manslaughter album. We did Suicidal. On Bloodlust, we did Slayer. And so Lemmy passed, and I felt it was right to give him a tribute. So I did my best to sing Ace of Spades. The crazy thing was, when I decided to do Ace of Spades, that was a no-brainer. Then the band played it. Then I realized I had to sing it. I never even thought about that. And I'm like, oh, my God. I got to sing this. And I'm not the greatest singer. Thank God Remy's not Celine Dion, and I was able to pull it off. You know?
It's Full Metal Jackie, Ice-T with us. The new Body Count record, Carnivore, is out now. Quick break. Up next, new music from Trivium, and we'll hear from a member of Death Clock for the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week. It's Full Metal Jackie, Ice-T with us. The new record from Body Count is called Carnivore. And Ice, your lyrics have always been designed to instigate thought and awareness about social issues. In what ways do you think you've affected social change?
Well, my main thing I've always been against is racism. You know, I've always been somebody who says if we sit down and we stop for a minute, we probably got the same enemies. And you know, I think people want to divide us over religious lines, geographical lines, color lines, sexual lines. We want to divide us. You know, we can't all be on the same page. And if we sit back and we talk, we'll find out we're more on the same page than not. Of course, there's people that are totally on the other side of the fence. But I think there's more of us that would like, you know, so to speak, to get along and make this world some place where we can live, you know, together. So that's been my thing. And I think I've done a good job. I mean, I think hip-hop as a whole has brought the race together. Music as a whole, really, has done more for race relations than anything. And when you are a rock fan and you like a Motorhead and you may not like Body Count, then you see me do a Motorhead cover and then you see my fans join with your fans, that's a big moment. I remember when I went out on Lollapalooza and me and Perry Farrell used to sing Whitey from Sly Stone together. I mean, that was a moment. So I think that's been my biggest thing. I've been always trying to shut down the walls of racism and bigotry. And I think I've done what any one person could do in fighting that fight.
The new record from Body Count is called Carnivore. It's out now. Ice, thank you so much. It's really been great to get in a chat with you. I appreciate you being on the show.
Hey, thanks. Thank you, Jackie. And, you know, thanks for all the support, man. We're not a new band. We've been going on 30 years out here, and we're still kicking. This possibly could be our biggest record ever. How about that?
I'm excited for you guys. And also, you know, as I mentioned earlier, I was so honored to be, you know, lend my voice to a track off the last record, No Lives Matter. And I was
So you're officially part of the band. You're part of our band. You're part of the Body
right.
Count family. So you got that. Everybody can't say that, Jackie. You can't.
Well, I definitely get excited anytime I hear a play and I'm like, that's me. That's me.
And we love you for it. Thank you.
Thanks a lot. And be safe out there.
All right. Peace.
And stick around because we've got more metal on the way.